Peter, one of the issues that I think is important to Iowa farmers is the whole area of manure management, and I know this applies to a lot of different types of operations. The on-farm network is involved in helping compile and put together information that would be helpful. Tell me just a little bit of an overview of the types of information that you can, that you are working on making available through the on-farm network on this issue.
Yes, we try to evaluate different manure management practices for different purposes. One of them to look for performance of manure, how much nutrients are available from manure, and looking at the variability which we observe when we're managing manure. Manure is a unique product. It's a biological product which contains both organic and inorganic components plus microbes, and it's difficult to manage, especially if you consider the effect of weather, different management practices, misapplication, errors, and so on. That's why we try to encourage farmers to evaluate manure management on their own field by applying replicated strip trials and looking at performance of their management practices. And by doing this, they can see whether they need to change or adjust or something like that.
So you've got information now that farmers could either call to talk about or obtain, or maybe through your website at this point, that would help them in terms of decisions they might make on their own farm?
Yes, we have summaries for several years. We have summaries for individual manure types. For example, liquid swine manure for both corn and for corn after soybean, for corn after corn. Also, we have some data for dairy manure, for chicken, poultry manure. And they can call us or they can look at our website, especially for the last year summary of all on-farm replicated strip trials.
Well, I think it would be, if you could touch on the data that you have had the opportunity to collect, how do you go about then taking and processing that and putting it into a form that then they can find?
First, as mentioned before, the type of trial we conduct, it depends in interest of farmers, if they interest, we do them. That's why the primary objective is whether farmers need this information or not. Then we try to develop protocol, and based on that protocol, we communicate with growers or providers, consultant which worked directly with producers, and then we go and try to help them set up those trials. They usually flag them or use precision farm equipment to record location of strips and trials. After that, they apply treatments, manure, or commercial fertilizer. We provide images. We also organized work to conduct a delayed season corn stalk nitrate test, and finally we try to get all this information in one place, yield information, and analyze here in house or in other places.
So, and then what format does that wind up in that they can find it?
Each individual trial has a summary. The summary consists of four pages. The first page, it's like treatment layout, what treatments, location. The next, we have area image, which is usually taken in the end of the season, kind of like checkup tool to see what's happened, whether there was some misapplication problem or some type of deficiencies. And also the image helped us to correct and remove some outliers from yield monitor. The next is summary, strip summary. Each strip has a mean yield, and they are plotted on one graph. Usually we have two treatment designs, And looking at those graphs, farmer can see whether this treatment perform or not, whether there's a real difference between two practice, one which is control or alternative practice. And also we provide the summary. On the last sheet, we have summary yield or yield response based on soil types, digital soil types. And this information is on our webpage, and also all participants get this information. We send them probably twice. The first time just to confirm there is whether there is error or not, and the second time as a final summary, was for all those growers who participate in our program.
Well, thank you very much, Peter, for giving us an update on this particular subject with the On Farm Network. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.